Exercise 9, page 72.
The world of banking is changing thanks to online transactions. Consumers no longer need to carry banknotes or coins. They don't need to wait for their bank to open, to queue up, or to make an appointment to see the bank manager. They don't even need to go to the shops to buy anything anymore. Online transactions have taken over our business, and I, for one, see it as a good thing. Online transactions have made buying and selling much easier. You can shop from the comfort of your own living room, from your bed, or as you travel to and from work. The websites are open 24/7 and never close. Consumers use their credit cards, and the money goes from one bank account to another in seconds. Contactless payments mean that we can pay for smaller purchases without having to root around in our pockets for spare change. If you are worried about losing track of all your online transactions, don't be. You can have full access to your bank account at home or on the go with a smartphone app. These have truly revolutionized the work our bank does, but it does come at a price. As people use their smartphones to bank more and more, there is no need for a bank in every high street. That means lots of branches will have to close, and some staff will unfortunately lose their jobs. There are other problems. Security is vital for any online transaction. Hackers are very skilled at gaining access to people's personal information, and we need to improve our systems so that this becomes impossible. There is also the issue of what happens when there is a power cut and a lack of electricity makes the transaction itself impossible. Hopefully, these problems will be solved as we move to a cashless society. Of course, online transactions are just the beginning. In the future, nations may say goodbye to their own currencies forever and join the expanding world of cryptocurrencies. You may have heard of Bitcoin. Some of you may own some. But more and more of these electronic currencies will soon be available worldwide. At the very least, it could mean the end to currency exchange. So if the future doesn't include banks, then we all have to move with the times. Thank you for listening. Are there any questions?